take the weather, location, we take every parameter we can gather, and we translate this into soundscape, an ambient soundscape. And this will never be repeated again. It's important to say. You will never hear the same thing again, ever.
Welcome to AI for Pharma Growth, the podcast from pioneering pharma artificial intelligence entrepreneur, Dr. Andre Bates. This show aims to demystify AI for all those in biopharma, from startup biotech right through to big pharma. Each episode focuses on all things AI and future tech related to help pharma execs to navigate through the and benefit from the sometimes confusing but magical world of AI-powered tools to grow and get real-world results.
Today's episode is on how AI can create the perfect background sound to achieve specific aims. Sound is all around us. Depending on where we live, we'll hear different sounds. But is that sound conducive to what we need? My guest today is Leo Nitzen, who's the CTO and co-founder of GetSound AI. Leo will tell us about his background and how the company has developed an AI SaaS platform that creates infinite landscapes using weather, location, time of day, type of business to really bring to life physical and virtual spaces for businesses like hotels, spas, meditation, yoga, wellness, and of course, the metaverse. Welcome, Leo. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure.
You're welcome. So, shall we start with maybe you telling me a little bit about both your background and your co-founder's background and how you came to found GetSound.ai?
Sure. So me and my co-founder, Adi Goldstein, we are musicians, basically, before everything else. And my life was always around music and tech. Jumped from here and there. And we looked for many years for the perfect combination between those two. We always felt like very advanced equipment is something we must experiment with. We always wanted to be in the front line of new features and news, but we really never could have found the right project that can really benefit the world and make a difference combining the two. So Adi is a well-known musician that worked with many companies like Disney, Facebook, NASA, Nintendo, Microsoft, and he always created soundscapes and soundtracks for movies, commercials, and life itself, amusement parks, and spaces. And we really wanted to like create an AI module of his mind, basically.
Yes.
If you have an hotel or spa or meditation center, or even at home, if you want something that will complement your experience in that space, I think we found it. Like between silence and music and songs, there's a lot of like a blue ocean of untouched possibilities that can really empower your experience instead of just something in the background that you want to silence sometimes because you can't speak or you don't feel it's doing anything. And this is what we aim to do.
That's very interesting because I know the world seems to divide into people who don't listen to anything when they're working and people who have background noise like the radio or something like that when they're working. And I tend to not have anything. I kind of get distracted. But I'm curious for someone like me who doesn't listen to anything when they're working because they get distracted, if you do have music that would be enhancing concentration, for example.
This is one of the biggest surprises that we got from early adopters. They surprise us by saying, listen, I can get into focus. What did you do? And we never intended for it to work like this. Wow. But we found that especially people that doesn't like anything in the background or people that like heavy sounds like white noises and others, this solution is exactly what providing them the focus they need. And I'm also like you, basically. I'm a musician, but it doesn't mean that I want to, you know, I can concentrate with music around me all the time.
Yeah.
So for me, it worked great. When I worked on this project, I listened to it all the time, obviously.
Yeah.
And it's really something that you, that is melting into your environment in a way that I never experienced before.
Wow, that's really interesting because there's so many different applications. So my understanding of the GetSound platform is it can create the perfect background for whatever the situation. So you will be taking into account if it's a spa or an office or a hotel or a restaurant even, I suppose, to get people hungry. So could you tell us how you apply AI to that and how it works?
Yeah, sure. So we basically started by realizing that we all live in a box and we drive in a box and we drive to another box and then we come back home to our box. So we recognize some disconnection from nature, from your surroundings. And we believe that when you, that every person has a need, a biological need, to be connected to the surrounding. For example, if now it's raining there, you hope so in the summer.
It would be nice, yes.
It would be nice. Then you not really will experience it right now. It doesn't touch you. We are remote from nature. We don't want it to touch us, to make us, I don't know, whatever. So we started by the idea of taking a real parameters from values from a data. Mm-hmm. For example, let's take the weather. The weather has hundreds of data points.
Mm-hmm.
Not only the temperature, it has like the wind and the wind direction and the humidity and hundreds. So we took this and we took the time of day and we took the location. If you're in the Sahara Desert, you need something different. Mm-hmm. If you're in the noon in the Sahara Desert or in the night, it's something totally different.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of the channels each track is producing is also important.
Yeah,
maybe it's too loud, maybe it has like two, like a nice texture and a sound effects and another pad or something that can complete the, you know, we're thinking like in musicians that always want to translate something into sound and emotion, and this is how we do it. We take the weather, location, we take every parameter we can gather. And especially also the environment, like you mentioned, the office, or if it's a car, if it's a, I don't know, it's a hotel, lobby, pool, whatever. And we translate this into soundscape, an ambient soundscape that connects you to the place that you are specifically in that moment of time. And this will never be repeated again. It's important to say. You will never hear the same thing again, ever.
Oh, so you do, does it completely change? So it wouldn't be like, if you created one for me to increase my concentration, would what I listen to each day be different?
Not each day, each moment.
Each moment?
Each moment. Let's say you put, you try to use our, like you go to the website and you try to use it, and then you go to your neighbor.
Yeah.
And he tried to use it from there.
Yeah.
You will get the same environment, but it will be a different track.
Different experience.
Nothing is repeated. The AI, we're teaching it still to prepare the perfect soundscape for this specific moment.
Wow. It's really interesting from both an AI perspective and a neurological perspective as well. So did Adi, your co-founder, so does he kind of have a brain that knows how to do this? He's just very skilled at it. And you're basically using AI to replicate the skill that he innately has with his brain cells. So he makes those connections as a talented musician and an understanding of things. And the AI is now learning to take the data points and translate that into something that he probably would have done.
Yeah, I wish I could model his mind, but we are doing our best. Let's say it's a language, mm-hmm. right? the language of sounds. And if we're connecting it to health issues as well, mm-hmm. very, very
interesting.
Yeah, it's another area that we are going to right now, but. You see that if you connect the language of music, mm-hmm. But not songs,
yeah.
like real sounds, ambient yeah. sounds, then you connect it to other things like frequencies, like binaural, the field. Then you get very comprehensive solution. That is not only what Adi will do to an amusement park of Disney in a certain place, or it's getting the AI is getting its own personality eventually.
Yeah.
Not really Adi. It's something more, way more than this in
it's
a way.
It's built on his brain, but it's gone a lot further.
Yeah, yeah. And it will be even more.
Yeah, as it learns.
Yeah.
Do particular frequencies impact the brain in different ways?
For sure, there are a lot of info on this and articles and experiments that people are doing with specific frequencies that resonates with the body in a specific way. Even now, they are. Destroying cancer cells by exposing them to a specific sound frequency.
Wow!
So there is a lot of there's a lot of going on with the frequencies and how we feel. But this is not something that we are going to get into in this level of depth because we're not trying to manipulate the body or the mind. We're just trying to fill a void that is existing, and we try to fight the sound pollution that we are all experience every day. If you go to a train station, if you go to an airport, if you go outside, if you it's very sound polluted. Mm. Some people are walking with earphones, not because they are don't like people. They're trying to just get a moment for themselves.
But that is an area that eventually maybe you could also go into so it's really interesting. So for the moment, what you're doing is depending on the objective of the business. So if it was me, it would be to increase concentration. If it was for a wellness spa, I suppose, to help people relax, or if it was a retail store to stimulate their senses and get them interested in buying. So it can have different purposes to make people feel a particular way. Is that right?
That's the end result, but mm-hmm. basically we're not categorizing the product by this nature. Okay. We just stream, we create and stream the soundscape that we think as appropriate for this moment. And it seems that all the reactions are manifesting from it. Some say it gives them focus. Some say they sleep better. Some say,
oh, I need that.
Every time we met with investors, before we even said a word, we put it in the background.
Yeah.
And they enter the room with this plane. And we have the meeting. Some point during the meeting, I paused it. And everyone said, something happened. Something is missing. What was here? Something has changed.
And they didn't notice what it was.
It was more pleasant. People interacted better. It diffused every tension that was ever possible to have.
That's so interesting.
And when it's gone, you feel like something is missing.
Wow.
That's the some effect of the.
That's really.
So we're not intending specifically for sleep focus, whatever. We're just providing what
the AI tells you is going to benefit that person. So
exactly.
for your clients, who are your clients? So you what kind of businesses do you have as clients?
So we have two immediate markets that we're aiming for. Mm-hmm. One is the hospitality,
mm-hmm.
Which includes hotels, spa, includes also the spa meditation and wellness centers in it.
What about events as well? You could include in there too.
Yeah, actually, we got
conferences,
exhibitions.
Yeah.
I know we have something coming up. I hope soon. But it's not like a market that we feel is relevant to invest our efforts.
Okay.
The bigger markets are hotels and hospitality.
Sure.
And the second one is health.
Mm, that's interesting.
It seems like health clinics, hospitals.
Yeah.
We are about to start clinical trials and research with a major hospital right now in Israel. And it seems like this field is the dream.
Yeah.
Because if it makes one patient
mm-hmm.
feel a little bit more comfortable,
mm-hmm.
then for me personally, I did it.
Yeah.
So those are the two areas that immediately we're going to get into. And the bit forest one is the metaverse. Because we hold unique position by owning everything we create, no royalties,
mm-hmm.
And we are producing almost endless amount of content, which is pinpoint to a specific situation. If the character is moving between the lake and the birds and it goes into something, it goes up. There is not an API today that
mm-hmm.
provides a developer for VR and AR sounds.
Wow.
This is not existing today at all. If a programmer if developer wants to use sound in a Unity or whatever platform he uses,
mm-hmm.
he needs to find an MP3, download it, put it in the project. There is no communication for getting sounds.
Wow.
Doing so, this is the end goal.
That's interesting. Yes.
Yeah.
How did you train the algorithms? So you've got all these different noise data, but how did you actually, and I suppose depending on whether it's a hospital, hospitality, et cetera, they're going to be different noise data that you train it on. But how do you train it to get to the fear, to get that impact on people when they're listening to it?
So it was a lot of hard work. Because people hear AI, they think it's everything is made for you. Just sit in the computer and it will do its thing. But no, you need to do first your thing.
Yeah.
So we divided, it's important to say that we are creating the sources. The
mm-hmm.
AI is not creating the actual sound. We don't think it's good enough today in the world for a computer to create a sound in the quality that we are looking for.
So do you take actual natural sounds that the AI then turns into music?
Adi, we always laugh about that he's living in a cockpit.
Mm-hmm.
His studio looks like a cockpit of an airplane.
Yeah.
There's so many devices and racks and Euro racks, and he has walls of equipment that
mm-hmm.
looks like he's communicating with aliens sometimes. and he actually creates all the sounds through hundreds of processes that some of them are affected by real life, real oscillators, dynamic oscillators. And it's very complicated. Myself, I'm not really, I'm still trying to know what he does,
mm-hmm.
to understand it. And this is how we create the sources.
Yeah.
So, after we created the sources, and we are still creating many, many sources, like tens of thousands of sources, we divide them to groups,
mm-hmm.
randomly. Okay, and those groups are and we tell the AI, okay, now create 10,000 tracks
mm-hmm.
each group. Okay, and then we provide a situation. For example, London, 5 a.m., raining, light raining. Sorry, there's multiple.
Yes, there's not much of it, right?
The wind is like this, and we expect results.
Mm-hmm.
When he's wrong, we have to listen. We have to listen ourselves sometimes. When he's wrong, then we train it again and again and again until he gets it right. And then he knows how to create. It's amazing because we provided a different, totally different group of sounds, and he's managed to create the same thing, not the same thing, like the same, like, you know, he managed to create the perfect soundscape to this specific situation. That's how it's done.
Could you talk to like an example of one client and how they saw their situation sound-wise before using you, and then what kind of benefits they reported after using you?
Today, our clients are basically sort of early embracers, early adopters, like mm-hmm. beta testers. We still don't have a really, you know, big client that is giving us a lot of feedback. But from what we managed together, and I hope mm-hmm. In a few months ahead, we're going to get signed the contracts with the big customers.
Yeah.
But we hear that they are saying it's not getting in the way, which mm-hmm. is very important when you play sounds to someone all the time. And they're saying, they're talking about the focus thing all the time.
That's very interesting.
They're saying people are more at ease. They're
similar to when you had the investor meeting.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Something is, and one more thing we're getting is kids. People are noticing, their kids, their babies, infants, they are much more relaxed playing at home when this is around.
Wow, that's interesting.
I noticed it myself on my kid, but
yeah,
I said maybe, you know, it's
would be very interesting to run. I'm getting ahead of myself because of my industry, but it would be very interesting to run clinical trials on testing it with children with ADHD or something like that, where, you know, they are very distractible in general, and seeing what the impact, because, you know, there seems to be a lot of that diagnosed these days. So it'd be very interesting to see impact of something that's a non-drug, even though I'm in the pharmaceutical industry, a non-drug alternative to something. That would be fascinating.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. There's a lot that you can do there. So how techy is it to set up? So most people listening, businesses, they're not really techy. So if someone wanted to engage you for their business, how do they do that and how do they get started?
Okay, so now we're getting new clients or interests by contacting us through the website. So for business clients, they can go to Get Sound AI. But if you want to use it personally, there's a free Alexa skill available right now. I can even, you know, call it right now.
Yes, please.
Alexa, Get Sound.
Good morning. Welcome to Get Sound. Creating a soundscape based on your location and weather. At any point, you may skip to a new track by saying, Alexa, next.
Now it's saying the temperature here in the location, and it says it shows an image. Alexa, stop. Obviously, you can't hear.
Using Get Sound.
Thank
See you.
You
next time.
Thank you. Obviously, you can't hear it, you know.
Yeah.
The best quality here, but try it at home.
It sounded really nice. I could hear it through the headphones. Wow, amazing.
It's, It's available in the US, Canada, Australia, UK, and India. Those are the.
So are you going to be adding in more countries?
Possibly, yeah. And not right now in the Alexa scale. It's going to be those. But later on, we might add more. We're working on an app, a mobile and desktop, macOS and Windows as well. In one month, it should be all done. Also, an Apple TV app for this. And right now, basically, when you log in, when you sign up, you just get the location sound. So we're not dependent on any extra information the user has to provide. It's our mission is to be very SaaS, very SaaS, you know, so once you sign up, you immediately, we have your location, we have the data we need, we have the weather, we have everything. Go ahead. You just start listening to it. Nothing else. Seconds.
Wow. Is it a subscription service?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. And so it's pretty much instant because it's got your geolocation, which you can then identify whether you're in a building, everything else, and it just puts it together for you. Do you have to put your intent, like if it was me to focus or the kind of situation you're in, if it's retail, et cetera, et cetera? So would you put that as well when you sign up?
We're not trying to provide a specific goal for the user. We are more interested in staying true to what nature around you wants you to hear.
Okay, interesting.
And we're going to let this evolve naturally to what it has to be.
And where are you planning to take GetSound next?
So the metaverse is a big deal. And we already have a working API for developers. That's called the soundscape.city.
Okay.
And of course, getting the pilots with the new clients from hotels that we're talking to and see where it goes.
It's really fascinating. So if someone was like me or a retailer, they'd go to getsound.ai to get it, or Alexa. But if it was someone who was developing a game or something in a virtual reality kind of setting, they would go to soundscape.city and they could get code that they could put into their game?
Yeah, we're providing a totally free plan with millions of requests that they can do a day. We're looking for early adopters.
Very, very fascinating. And you've got a trial with hospitals in Israel right now.
It's in progress. We want to test the effect of the music.
Do keep us posted. When will that trial be complete? Do you know?
I have no idea. It's in very early stages. We still have to decide because we are not medical researchers ourselves. Yeah. We need the perfect, personnel to be a part of it, to tell us exactly how to research, because we're not from that field.
Yes.
So we're still looking for the great fit of this, but we have nothing that related to HDAD.
Yeah, just by the way you said that children were more relaxed by it, it just suddenly hit me because I have worked on ADHD drugs. So it just hit me. It might be a very interesting clinical trial to look at, to test pre and post. I'm sure you'd have thousands of parents signing up for that one to test that. So that would be an interesting one to look at.
Yeah, it sounds great. We're in. You have the CTO approval.
Okay, good. Well, I really find what you're doing very interesting, and I will be going to your website straight after this to have a look and see if you can help me with focus on concentration and sleep, because I always have trouble sleeping as well. So for anyone listening, if you are interested in this, if you are interested from a business perspective or a personal perspective, go to getsound.ai. And if you're interested from a developer perspective and you want to put it into a game or some kind of virtual reality or augmented reality app or program, go to soundscape.city. Thank you so much for your time today, and good luck with the trials, and keep me posted because I'm really, really interested in this.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure, and I will keep you posted.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of AI for Pharma Growth. If you have received huge value from this show, or maybe this episode has highlighted how you can use AI in your company, then we would love for you to support the show by leaving us a 5-star rating. Please make sure you hit the subscribe or follow button on your podcast app now to make sure you never miss an episode.